Welcome to the Evident Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth, and when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evident Footprints, Don Nikoloff. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I'll be with you for the next hour on this May the 16th on the West Coast, now May the 17th on the East Coast, and in the Central Time Zone. We'd also like to welcome those listening in on Wind Talkers Radio Network, and hope you find tonight's show fascinating. Well, I have a guest booked for the night, but it doesn't look like we're going to be able to make contact with him yet. So I am prepared to move on. I do have an important follow-up to do on last Friday night's show, where we revealed to you what, and when I say we, I mean my regular Friday night guest and co-host, Mr. Jim Murray, and Zura Nova Star Livingstone, and myself, in a round table, sharing our research into what happened with the earthquake in Japan on March the 11th, what caused the tsunami on March 11th, and what caused the Fukushima reactor to have its roof blown off. All anomalous events. And we went into some detail, and I was going to share with you the follow-up findings that we got in that regard, and we're still waiting for some more specific information from Japan. But those in Japan can either rest assured that we got to the truth, or they can be a bit concerned about it. In fact, we all should be concerned. I don't ask anyone to believe anything that we say on the show. I encourage you to do your own research and use your discernment, open up your heart, connect with the all that you can connect with, and stop paying attention to mainstream media. All they do is lie and try to sell you things, too. Let's not forget that. I'm not selling you anything, and therefore, all you have to do is listen. Use your discernment. Use some basic logic. You don't have to be brilliant to see that you're given a lot of different stories about what's going on, what the actuality is of the radiation, and you're not being told the truth about what the source of any radiation on the planet is on the basis of what we said last Friday night. That has been confirmed on the ground, in the air, and in the spirit. And where are we? Well, we're just down here on the ground.
Watching spirals fly. I watch the birds as they make their way. They're flying kind of free. And I wish it were. Something more.
All right, George Benson down here on the ground with us down here on the ground. Well, what am I going to say about Japan? Well, there's a lot to say and there's a lot not to say. I certainly don't want to repeat what mainstream media and even most of the alternative media has been saying, because you got to think outside the box, folks. You really do. Now, there's a group of people, and this has been going on for years, that channel information. I'm not going to get into arguments about where people get channeled messages. God speaks to me on occasion, not as often as I'd like. I think God speaks to all of us through nature. If you pay attention to what nature has to say about things, you can see that we're destroying this planet. And there are those out there that, whether they really believe that they're getting messages from elsewhere, or they're talking about or talking with beings from other planets, most of them aren't attacked. It's kind of interesting. The ones that are putting out the message that seems not to be true are the ones that don't get attacked, and the ones that put out the truth get attacked. Does that make sense? By whom do they get attacked? Well, all the government shills, the minions, the disinformation agents, the agitators, the trolls, whatever name you want to give them. They're out there spreading lies. Because spreading lies spreads confusion. And as long as you're not using your discernment, as long as you're not thinking, then you're going to fall for whatever ruse comes along. And it doesn't matter how many times we encourage you to do your own research. Don't believe me. But why do you believe everybody else? I think that's a question I could fairly ask my listening audience. Why is it so easy to believe everybody else who has messages from the Galactic Federation or the Galactic Federation of Light or the Galactic this or the Galactic that? Now, I don't name these groups, but I can tell you that many of the groups that for 20, 30, 40, 50 years have been described as being here on planet Earth, causing abductions, cattle mutilations, making crop circles, crashing, building underground bases, taking our people away to other planets, whatever story you want to go along with, that's your choice to do that. And when we have an event that appears to be a natural event, such as an earthquake, and it's determined not to have been one, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's the HAARP system, which several countries own, in fact, that is at the cause of these events. Certainly, they have used these devices against us, and they have used these devices for other purposes. The HAARP system was supposed to be part of Star Wars. It was supposed to be a defense system, not a system to be turned on and used against the people of this planet, not to terraform, not to modify the weather, especially with negative consequences, not to cause flooding, not to spray chemtrails in the sky and then bounce the frequencies off on us, to cause people to go mad or to cause them to be sick or irritated or irritable or nervous or to even kill them. We've got diseases as a result of chemtrails. We know they used HAARP with it. We know they do use it. But I've told you several times on this show that they've been warned about using it. Now, who would stop them from using HAARP? Well, we've talked about beings that are here. There are negative, malevolent beings on this planet. You know who they are. You've heard the names. Are they vicious? Yes, they can be vicious. They drink blood. They eat human flesh. They perform all kinds of satanic sacrifices, which the Illuminati practice with them. We've talked about it thousands of times on the show. You've heard others talk about it. And there are some out there telling the truth. But I'm not going to name names in that regard. You've got to use your discernment. Somebody comes out with a little bit of cleavage and they come out with a YouTube video and the whole world is drooling over these people when it can be proven that they're operatives working for the powers that be to hoodwink everybody, because you react to images. You react to sounds. You react to stories. And it doesn't matter if that person provides proof. If they show you enough cleavage, then it takes the place of the truth, doesn't it? Or if they promise you that you're going to make a lot of money, then it's something to hope for. Or if they promise you that you're going to be swept up on a cloud and taken to some other place, be it another planet or heaven or whatever. And it's not me telling you that that's what's going to happen. It's these other people. But has it happened? Has it happened? Now, what's at the cause of some of these earthquakes that we've experienced, the thousands and thousands of earthquakes that we've experienced in very short periods of time, not just in the Ring of Fire region of the Pacific Ocean, but all over the planet? And it's been years and years that we've experienced this. We know Nikola Tesla in the late 1800s, early 1900s, had a small device about the size of a pack of cigarettes that could create earthquakes. And he did so in New York City. And when the police came to find out, they figured it was him. They knew he was the one doing all kinds of what they deemed were crazy experiments. When the police came to find out what was going on, to stop it, he took a sledgehammer and smashed the device to stop an earthquake in New York City with a handheld device. Now, if that's possible with all the technology we have in on a planet that is run like a prison, that is incessantly creating wars and developing all kinds of weapons, Is it a stretch to imagine that someone has the technology to create an earthquake, say, from a spaceship? Oh, but there aren't spaceships. They told us there aren't. But many, many people, millions, even maybe a billion people have seen with their own eyes a spaceship, a flying saucer, or a whole fleet of them, and they're told ridiculous things like, oh, those are anomalies, weather anomalies, or those are flares, or those are crash dummies, or those are weather balloons, or it's swamp gas over the deserts in the Middle East, for example, or in Mexico, or the southwest of the United States, or in Australia, or in Japan, or Africa, or South America, Central America, all over this planet, people have been reporting and filming these craft. And all it takes is somebody to officially come out on the news and say, oh, that's not true. Those people were confused, or they were tired. No, the government is the one that's confused. Confused because they don't know how to tell the truth. It's an easy thing to tell the truth, but they've been lying about this for so long that they don't dare tell you the truth. So we feel it's our obligation as journalists, as researchers, as talk show hosts, and fellow human beings on this planet to share what truth we know. You don't have a problem going to every episode of a Star Wars movie or a Star Trek movie or watching it on TV. nonstop or watching The Matrix. Oh, well, that stuff is not real. Well, but they're telling you a story, just like they did in The Wizard of Oz. They told you the story of how humanity is being controlled by unseen forces. Unseen because nobody's paying attention, or very few are paying attention. What happened in Japan on March 11th? Well, we got news here in the United States many hours after the event occurred. There was a 9.0. They called it an 8.9 then. Then they said it was a 9.1 magnitude. Doesn't really matter how strong it was, but let's say for sake of argument, it was a 9.0 earthquake. And Japan's skyscrapers and their buildings overall are designed to withstand such a quake. In fact, many of them did withstand that. Now, it's easy to say, well, this was a natural event because of oil, the oil they're taking out of the ground. Certainly that's caused many an earthquake over the years. Or they say, well, they turned on HAARP, and that caused it. Well, how do you know? What proof do you have that they turned on HAARP? Well, you can say, well, what proof do you have that something else caused it, and it wasn't HAARP? Well, I can tell you I have my discernment, number one, and I'm not jumping on the bandwagon of fear with everybody else. In fact, I was rather quiet about it until I was certain I knew what it was that caused the earthquake. On last Friday night's show, scientist inventor Jim Murray came to the show, and this man knows what he's talking about when he gets into the science, when he gets into the things like the energy grids that run through the universe and run through the galaxy and the solar system and affect this planet. He's a student of Nikola Tesla, Victor Schauberger, on and on. The foremost scientists that researched all the inventions and all of the discoveries that have been withheld from mankind intentionally to dumb us down, to keep us in a state of control where you have to pay for an arcane power that's produced exploding fuels. And all along, for many, many years, the knowledge is there about Victor Schauberger's implosion technologies, where he says very simply that exploding things to produce fuel, it produces heat. It's destructive. And if you use cold technologies, say down to plus 4 degrees centigrade, that it preserves life. It preserves things. So it would behoove us to be using those types of technologies. Nature is made that way, to operate that way. All we have to do is look at what nature does, which is what Victor Schauberger did, and apply those principles. He was able to get logs to move down rivers and even exhibit the ability to move up river against the current, or observe fish doing that. And it was because the river and nature worked together to produce the phenomena that allow that to occur. He described on the show how fish could jump up waterfalls without even touching the water, because there are forces at work, unseen, but still there, that allow the fish to do that. And they inherently know this because they were created by a God that gave them the ability to sense and to know those things. Do they have to have a calculator to figure out exactly how to do it? No. They just know inside how to do it. They were given that knowledge. Some call it instinct. But it's inner knowledge, it's intuition, whether it's a thought process or not. It's automatic. So there are things that occur in nature that we're not aware of. And because we do understand how to destroy things, it's quite possible that someone on this planet could trigger an earthquake at any time using the appropriate technology to do so. Now, do you think we are the only ones in the universe? Seriously, are we the only ones in the universe? Might there just be one other planet in our solar system or in our galaxy that has life? Why does it have to be far away? Why can't it be very close? In fact, doesn't that make more sense for it to be close? Well, there are people on the moon right now. There are people on Mars right now. There are people on Venus and Saturn. So why is that so hard to comprehend? We know somebody's been up on the moon. Oh, but people just come from the Earth and they don't come from anywhere else. As expansive as the universe is, and you only see a little pinpoint when you look up at the sky at night. You're just seeing a pinpoint, regardless of which direction you look, of everything that exists. And maybe that's a bit too large, a pinpoint. Because space goes on and on and on beyond your imagination. So assume that you've been lied to in that regard. Certainly, if the channels that are telling us the truth, that they're getting these messages from this group and that group, the Ra group, the Elohim, the Lyrans from the Pleiades, or just the Pleiades, or the Zetas from Zeta Reticuli, or the Sirians, or the Agarthans living in the earth, or the, you know, on and on and on. Everybody has a name for these groups. Many of them don't even exist. And so many people are giving credence to the lies that are told in that regard, because they don't want to tell you who the people are. They want to make up a name. Why would they attack me for telling you who it is? Why would they attack me for telling you the name of the group that is in our region? And by no means is this the only group here, by the way. It's called the United Galactic Federation, comma, Galaxy of Hendon. That's their name. The United Galactic Federation, Galaxy of Hendon. Now notice I didn't say the Galactic Federation. I didn't say the Galactic Federation of Light or the Federation of Light or the Sirians or the Ashtar Command, or I didn't say any of that. The United Galactic Federation, Galaxy of Hendon. It is a confederation of 574 planets from throughout our galaxy. Now, they happened to notice that there were some beams, some energy beams, targeting Japan on March 11th. My discernment told me that before I ever talked to anyone from that group. In fact, there was some disagreement in the beginning about what caused the earthquake. And I knew, and I was not the only one that thought that. And it's not about conspiracy. Someone caused the earthquake to happen with artificial means by using a weapon. I could sense the pulse of the weapon, multiple pulses of weapons. Different frequencies. In fact, we came to the conclusion that there were at least three ships that were shooting different frequencies of scalar weapons at Japan. And I know that it was at an altitude of 45 miles above the surface of the Earth over Japan. Triangulating these beams, we discussed this on last Friday's show. If you If you didn't listen to it, I encourage you to go listen to Evident Footprints last Friday with Jim Murray, Z.S. Livingstone, and myself. And I should throw in Ken Adachi, because Ken has been following this research as well. Jim got information from the people in Japan that supported what Z.S. was saying, what I was saying, that we felt that the tsunami was an artificial event as well. And it was created with a nuclear bomb that was planted in the ocean. We discussed that at great length, how that would have been accomplished. Jim Murray got information from people in Japan who had seen a nuclear research ship in the area, got a picture of it, got the number of the craft, and when they realized they had been seen, they hightailed it out of there. Then we heard stories that the nuclear plant floor had cracked, which is quite possible. We're not denying that that occurred. But they found plutonium, and we had been saying we discerned that there was a nuclear explosion in that nuclear facility, the Fukushima reactor. They're telling everybody, well, reactor number one's on fire. There's a meltdown occurring. Number two's on fire. There's a meltdown. There was an explosion because of the meltdown, and that doesn't happen like that. You would have had an hydrogen explosion. We talked about that on the show. You would have seen white plumes of smoke, not the black smoke that came out of the images. And they discovered plutonium on the floor in the containment building. They don't use plutonium to produce nuclear power. Now, they use it, small amounts they use for satellites, to power satellites, and they also use it for explosives. But it's in a different state. It's not one that you would use for producing power. So how did the plutonium get on the ground in the containment plant unless they exploded a suitcase nuke, for example, or a miniature nuke device? Think about that. Now, they're telling you, well, the radiation is coming over here, and they were bombarding the West Coast with chemtrails. Was our government concerned? You know, they run these exercises in case of disasters, but did you see anyone coming around giving you or your children masks to wear or potassium iodine pills to take to protect your thyroid gland? Did you see any of that going on? And there were many other ways to protect yourself. That didn't go on at all, because the goal here is to take out as many people as possible around the planet. They don't care. These people are psychopaths. They're mad. They don't care. And they're not going to tell you the truth. They're not going to suddenly, after 70, 80 years of lying to you, you might as well say 100, really. Just start with the Federal Reserve. They've been lying to you. Why are they suddenly going to tell you the truth? Because they'd have to tell you the truth about all the money they're stealing. They have to tell you the truth about all the different ways they've been trying to kill us. All the different ways that have failed. So they're not going to tell you that somebody put a nuke in that building. But the Japanese have determined, according to Jim Murray's contacts over there, that they know when and who put it there. So we had an artificial earthquake created with scalar weapons, and there was a second attempt that was about to take place immediately after the first one, and that was thwarted. It was thwarted, and actually, it was difficult because of the size of the ship that was involved. there are beings from other parts of space that look at Earth and see that she is ripe for the pickings. When you have nothing but criminal cabals padding their pockets, stealing whatever they can, basically doing whatever they can to create a chaotic society and murder people, and they're doing, carrying on with wars again. This is like, you know, how's your day? Well, I feel great. War's still going on. I mean, that's how we have to start speaking to one another. Because if it wasn't going on, I'd wonder what's happening. Is everybody falling asleep? We know war is a racket. We know it's about making money and controlling people and consolidating power. And you've got a bunch of criminals that don't honor each other, who are grasping for straws to try to salvage the financial system that they destroyed 100 years ago. And it's destroyed all over the planet, not just here in the United States. Do you think the EU is any better? Or the UN? This dysfunctional bunch of crooks that are known historically to embezzle any money that was given to their countries for food. You've got powers like the City of London placing dictators in countries in the Middle East, and when they decide that they want to take over everything and, again, consolidate the power, they go in there and murder innocent people, men, women, and children, and blame it on the dictator that they put in power so that they can steal everything. That's all that's going on. There's no honor and justice going on. And don't say they're spreading democracy, because unless you define democracy as communism in disguise, because that's what it is. Change you can believe in. I'm telling you, don't believe. So now it's just change. Well, that's anything. Oh, you can believe you've got change. You see, it depends on how you say it. Everybody's losing their job. They're poisoning the water, the food. It's taking everybody's houses. People are sick because of what they're doing. Not because of health care, because of what they're doing. And health care is just, you know, the Obamacare plan is nothing more than another way to stick their hands in all your pockets. Oh, they're going to put you in prison because you don't have insurance? How's that going to teach you a lesson? Oh, well, then they have to kill you, right? Okay, what kind of society is that? Really, what kind of planet is this? And, you know, there are other people living in other parts of this galaxy who are concerned about what we do and the impact it has on them. And they are not going to allow us to blow up the universe. Rightfully so. Now, they were there. They were not there in force in the beginning at Japan. But then they went in and they even rescued people. And the Japanese people, God bless their hearts and their souls, because they'll fix their country. And they don't need a Zionist banker to help them do it. The Zionist bankers are behind this, but they're powerless to do anything about what happened. That's the irony of the thing. They would have you believe that they're in complete control of this planet and they have encountered beings from other parts of space that have more technology than they do. But I'll tell you something. They don't have more technology than the United Galactic Federation galaxy of Hendon and the 574 planets that have come together peacefully to spread peace throughout the galaxy and to do what is right. They've talked to governments. I've said this on this show many times. They've talked to representatives of governments, and they lie to them. They lie to them about war and about economy and about HARP and chemtrails and poisoning people and cutting off food supplies. They lie to them about all of that. We've got world leaders that lie to each other. Why are they going to tell the truth to somebody else? These are psychopaths, okay? They're sick. And they'd just as soon send you and your family, your children, to fight a war for them. Because deep down, they're chicken. And they're behind every malady that society knows, be it pedophilia, be it the sex slave trade, mind control, the spreading of disease. They create disease in labs and conjure up ways to deliver it. And then they conjure up ways to talk to you, to promise you that they're looking for a solution. God didn't create any diseases. Man did. And these evil beings that have come here, because they've created them elsewhere. This isn't the only place that disease or evil exists. They brought it here. And they convinced a few that that they could wield more power over everyone else and have more riches than everyone else if they just gave them a place to crash. Give them a place to live underground, build a base. Oh, let's work on some experiments. Let's create some new beings. Let's create a race of beings that can follow orders, and we'll get rid of the other ones, the ones that God, the Creator, brought here. But it doesn't end there. Then they tell you that you've got planets coming after you, and you've got comets and asteroids and meteorites coming after you. Just you here on this planet Earth. I heard someone today say that the planet X, Nibiru, whatever you want to call it, is now it's a brown dwarf star. Before they said they saw it. Now they're saying it's a brown dwarf star. And if it came here and crashed into the Earth, it will probably take out the whole galaxy. That's the part they don't tell you. So you can't do anything about that anyway, if that were to happen. But it's not out there. And anyone that tells you it is lying to you. What do I gain by telling you that it's not out there? I don't gain anything. I'll gain some recognition when you find out that that 2012 comes and goes and Nibiru didn't come here or Planet X didn't come here. I told you that the Earth wasn't going to, it wasn't the end of the Earth on March 15th. There were those out there predicting that. We made it past March 15th. In fact, we made it past May 15th. Now, some people got killed in Japan, didn't they? Because you have these stories out there. Yeah, this is coming and it's going to destroy the Earth. What are you going to blame it on? Are you going to blame it on Nibiru? Or are you going to blame it on the comet Elenine? You might as well blame it on the Wizard of Oz and Star Trek and Star Wars and all that, too. Blame it on the movies. Because there's no difference between the fiction of the lies you're being told there and the fiction in the movies. Even though the movies actually have elements of truth in there, because they want you to think that what you're seeing is nothing but fiction. Why do they attack me? Because part of their plan was to have a false attack of aliens. There is an attack going on, folks. If you have night vision goggles, you can look out at the sky at night. That is, if you can see past the clouds and the chemtrails, you can see battles going on in space. Thousands of ships. It's like freeways out there. There is so much chaos out in space right now. Somebody puts out a story, well, there's going to be a sun flare. It's the end of the world. Well, there have been sun flares. The Earth is still here, mainly because we haven't blown it up, or it hasn't been allowed to be blown up. Now, you've got to ask yourself, what kind of being would come here ever, whether they live here or they're coming from space, to blow up this planet? What kind of being is that? Is that a friendly type of species? Are those friendly people? Yeah, sure, we'll give you a place. By the way, go ahead and blow up Japan. Or go blow up the United States. Let's cause an earthquake on the New Madrid Fault. But first, we want to cause flooding, because we want to destroy a few more nuclear power plants. Got to get rid of these suitcase nukes. Let's plant some there. And then we can build brand new plants. Then we start all over again with the money laundering, you see? Somebody said today and a couple of weeks ago, this email's going around saying that if you buy American products and stop buying from Walmart, Look and see what is made in China. Just start buying American products. In 1 month, Walmart will lose $1 billion. That's a lot of money. That's just if you cut back a few dollars in your purchases. Oh, I save 3 cents if I buy it at Walmart. Let me blow 3 gallons of gasoline at $4 or $5 a gallon to go save 3 cents on an item I'm going to buy at Walmart. It makes a lot of sense. But see, everybody's concern is just about money, when the money's worthless right now, and it has been for a long time, since 1933. Absolutely worthless. And really, 1913. When we no longer had a gold-backed economy, all we had was promises. That's all we had. Change you can believe in. Same. That's another promise. An empty promise. We don't have a certificate of live birth that we can believe in. A lot of people don't have a home to live in that they can believe in, or food to eat that they can believe in, or proper medical care. And I don't mean drugs that have 50 to 100 side effects that'll kill you. We just bounce back and forth. Listen to anybody out there. Just listen to someone that sounds like they can give me some hope, tell me something good. Well, you know, it's like you're addicted to fear, and you have to have a fix of fear. I'm sharing with you what happened at Japan, not to cause you to fear anything. Wouldn't you like to know what caused it? Wouldn't you like to know or demand that the government start telling us the truth about what's really going on? No one seems to care about that. It's easier to defame or slander someone then acknowledge that they might be telling you the truth. But you see, it's the criminals running the show that are the ones doing the slander. Because they don't want the truth to be known. And the funny thing is, they know I'm telling you the truth. They know that. And they spent so many years, they spent thousands of years building this to this point, where everything is collapsing. They're talking about, I heard somebody say, Planet X is going to come so close to people, to the Earth, that people aren't going to be able to have kids anymore. What kind of nonsense and garbage are you people listening to? And you don't give any consideration to what a cell phone does to your ear when you hold it right up against your head. What it's doing to your brains. But you'll be more worried about something that's not even out there, you know. It's the same with the Osama bin Laden story. Isn't it interesting how this bin Laden story came on the heels of Japan, which came on the heels of the Tucson shooting, which came on the heels of the Gulf of Mexico, which came on the heels of another shooting. It's just over and over and over again, one event after another. Look over here. Now look over there. Look back over this way. Now look in the middle. Now look behind you. Look up. Look down. That's all everybody's doing. And nobody's really paying attention. Nobody's really thinking about or considering that they're being lied to, that this is all contrived, it's all planned, just like 9/11 was planned, Oklahoma City, Waco, on and on. World War II, Pearl Harbor was planned. Every war is planned. Where do you think they get the uniforms from and all the ammunition and the weapons? Where does all this stuff come from? Does it just, oh, we have a war. Okay, let's get some uniforms, get some boots, canteens, cartridge belts, helmets. Give all the men an M16. Don't worry if it works or not. Don't worry if the ammunition's any good. Just get them out there. We gotta show some force. Why? Why? Why do you have to go to another country and murder people? Why do they have to go anywhere and murder people? It's never justified. They'll try to give you every reason under the sun as to why it is, but it's never justified. And oh, now it's terrorism. Terrorism. They're fighting a war on drugs too, but they don't tell you that the reason they're fighting the war on drugs is so they can be over in Afghanistan bringing drugs back to finance everything from underground bases to spaceships that go out into the galaxy. Why? Why are they out there in the galaxy? What are they looking for? Why are they out in deep space right now? Why do they build satellites? What do they need to see if they're so smart and so all-knowing about what has to be done on this planet? Why do they need all of this stuff to control us? Because they know it's wrong. And they want to be God. They want to play God. They want to replace God. Our God. And the only way they can do that is to put on a big show for you. Lots of gadgets, lots of lights, lots of sounds. They're the ones that need the Botox and the facelifts and the skin grafts. I can't think of an animal on the planet, on this planet, that's as ugly as any of them that run this place. And they're phonier than the channels that people say they talk to. Oh, yes, let's go on the spaceship with everybody. Come on, the channels are here. They're going to take us all to the spaceship. You people really pay attention to what's being said to you? You know, there are people that are going to say those things and they're going to do those things, and it doesn't matter what I say, but do you have to fall for it every single time? Really, do you have to fall for it? So I had a lot of the information that we brought out on our last Friday night show. Virtually everything we said was verified. We had figured it out. Jim Murray, Ken Adachi, Z.S. Livingstone, and I, over the course of several months, we've been talking about this. We connected all the dots, and it was helpful to hear what the people in Japan were saying, because they were very surprised the things that were being said here were not happening there. They keep saying, yeah, there's a meltdown. Now there's more of a meltdown. And the signs aren't there, folks. The signs of that aren't there. We had an earthquake in Haiti. They collected billions of dollars and didn't allow people in there. And I told my listening audience that the United Galactic Federation, Galaxy of Hendon, went there and rescued tens of thousands of people. They did this in China. Now, you've been seeing on the internet that China closed down an airport, or China saw this. The people saw these craft. They were there rescuing people. The Chinese government asked them to. Now, why would I make that story up? What do I have to gain? Heck of a lot of other people selling you stuff at the same time. They're telling you what's going on. Many of them steal my research and take credit for it, or accuse me of stealing photographs that came from another planet. Come on. Those are the liars. Yeah, I know putting those photographs out is going to cause people to gasp or to step back and say, wait a minute now. But what is it about learning the information that's so difficult? Why do you have to attack the messenger who brings it to you? You know, if you'd have done that to your teachers all throughout school, they'd have put you in prison. In fact, many of you, when you were thrown out of school, ended up in prison. But it wasn't because you weren't learning. Nobody was learning. Everyone was being indoctrinated with propaganda and lies about science. Now, they'd tell you some of the things, but they wouldn't tell you all of it. And they still don't. Jim Murray's a perfect testament to that fact. He talks to scientists all over the world every day. And half of them are still in a system that was created 100 years ago. They can't think beyond that. They can't think creatively. They can't think for themselves. So why are they scientists? Who are they working for? Or what are they working for? Have no self-esteem to be dumbed down like that and argue with the possibility that something could be totally the opposite of what everyone's been taught. Isn't that what the government does when they lie to us? They're not telling us the truth. They're telling us the opposite. Oh, they have their little cliques. They have these guys that are working in the national labs, or they have to mind control them or chip them or give them some kind of an injection to cause them to forget what they did all day, to just go through the motions. Because if they were really doing what they profess to be doing, they would be solving all the world's problems. These guys would figure out ways to make money with that. but it's more like they've been on a path to cut and run. They're going to milk the earth of everything they possibly can, all of its wealth, all of its energy, all of its life force, and they're going to look for another place. And believe you me, they've already decided where a few of those places will be. I'm going to take a short pause here and let Tower of Power talk about the real deal. That's the real deal from Tower Power from their album T.O.P., The Real Deal. I'm giving you the real deal tonight, folks. That's why I played that. That's the real deal I'm talking about. Now, do you honestly think that a planet that's been variously given different names, different travel times throughout the universe, and I can tell you, nobody out in space is seeing this, okay? They're telling everybody, oh, you're going to see it because it's going to pass by the southern hemisphere. How did it happen to cause an earthquake in Japan? That's part of the story that's out there, by the way. So that you don't blame HAARP, but it wasn't HAARP. So what was it? The truth is that we have alien visitation from other planets in our galaxy here wanting to come here to the Earth and take it over. This latest deal went down about 20 years ago. This is another group outside of the reptilians, the Nordics, the Greys that we talk about. There are Pleiadian craft around. They're looking around. They're observing what's going on. It's like West Side Story. It's like the knife fight in the park that's featured in that movie, out in space with all these craft. Coming and going, it's like a traffic jam of activity out there. So they don't want you to see what's happening. Can you see what's going on in space when it's raining for weeks at a time? Weather is engineered on this planet. Everyone knows that. That is, those that have gotten up off their couch and put down their potato chips and their beer for 5 minutes. You know, you've heard people say the truth is stranger than fiction. The truth is what it is. Whether it's strange or not depends on how much you pay attention to it, whether or not you know it. It's not something to fear. If you fear anything, you should fear remaining ignorant and paralyzed by the fear that you have. Superstitious. How can anyone look up at the sky at night and see the beauty of the creation that we're allowed to see in our proximity and not wonder how many different civilizations are out there? How many different types of life? Intelligent life, not lying, cheating, thieving, perverted murderers, but people that care about the fact that they have been created and have made the most out of that opportunity. Why do they go into space? Well, when you have a planet that's going to blow itself up soon, or die, they're concerned about what might happen and what impact it's going to have on them. So they do have a right to check it out. And they do have a right, actually they have a dispensation from the Creator himself to come here and help us and to teach us. Oh no, most of you, oh, well, so-and-so is going to run for president, all our problems will stop. When has that occurred last? How many of you were alive to see that happen? I can tell you, anyone living on this planet right now has not been alive long enough to see a decent government. Or a day without war on this planet. Someplace. We just don't pay attention to what's going on. We know nothing about ourselves, and we know even less about where we are. I don't intend to sound like I'm upset tonight. I hope no one really thinks I'm upset. Animated? Yes. Passionate? Yes. but I'm not going to make excuses for knowing the truth, nor am I going to make excuses for telling you the truth or showing you the truth. You can go to my website, directlightproductions.com, and get a boatload of truth. You can go to many other websites on the internet and find the same thing, but you've got to use some discernment. That's about all I have to say tonight. I really appreciate you listening. If you stayed in, hung in there for the whole show, I really do. Maybe you'll finally start waking up and doing something about it. But stop listening to all the fear mongers out there. The mainstream media's job is to lie to you and to entertain you, to keep your mind on other things other than what is important. They're not going to tell you the truth. That's the main reason why the United Galactic Federation does not go to the mainstream media, because they lie. This is the big secret, folks, what is going on in space and who is here and who wants to take over this planet. And those that have lied to us through our existence on this planet aren't the ones that are going to start telling us the truth either. You've got to wake up to it, and you've got to become a messenger and spread the truth. My name is Don Nikoloff. You've been listening to Evident Footprints on bbsradio.com. Special thanks go out to Wind Talkers Radio Network. Over at BBS Radio tonight, we had Seth Hendrick on the sound. I'd like to thank Don and Doug Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible, and most of all you, the listening audience, for tuning in. Join me tomorrow night when I'll be talking about Jack Parsons and the curious origins of the American space program. In the meantime, I wish everyone a night filled with peace, love, and light, and have a good night.